Welcome, everybody. Share number 1143. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, we are in the middle of the halachas of Shinoi Makom. And we, an interesting thing we spoke about recently in reference to if somebody could still see the place, right? Somebody goes outside, even in the street, some in the yard is a little bit different. Sometimes we'll talk about that also, but somebody goes into the street and they're in the middle of eating something that's shahakol ho'etz or ho'adama, right? So officially you're coming back, it's shina and makam, you have to make a new bracha if it's a longer period of time that you went out in conjunction with those halachas. We've spoken about in the past that it's also machloikis, very important just to review, that, you know, if somebody just ran out to grab a package from a UPS driver or whatever, take the child off the bus and they're coming right back in, throw out the garbage, coming right back in. So there are some poskim who want to say, achrein and poskim want to talk and say, would not be enough whereby you need another bracha. Others, including the Mishabura, say, no, you do need a bracha. So that's a machleikus. So one has to be careful when eating or drinking shahakal ho'eitz or ho'adama, not to go out at all in the middle. For this machleikus, you don't want to get yourself into this whole suffik bracha issue. But we spoke about that in the past. Now, assuming, let's say somebody goes out, right? And we said also, so if I could see the place, it's even easier. In other words, if I go outside, I turn around, and there is my, or as I'm outside, whatever, I look through the window, there's the place where I'm eating, right? There's my coffee sitting on the table. There's my apple that I'm in the middle of sitting on the table. So we said, so that is also a machlekes. In other words, the fact that you go outside, now I'm in the street, I can see the place. So that's also machlekes. Some say it would help, and you would not have to remake the bracha. Some say it would not help. Again, some say it would help, and you would not have to remake the bracha, right? Some say it would not help and you would have to remake the bracha. But we said also, again, one should be careful not to go out, even in a case in time where you could still see the place. Okay, so now there's another issue that comes up. If somebody goes out and they could still see the place, let's say, so even according to those poiskim who want to say that you would not have to remake the bracha, right, which we spoke about, so, but if there's a derech harabim mafsekes beinem, in other words, if there's some sort of a path where people pass by, in other words, the street, you know, there's a, we'll see an example in a minute, right, I go mamish into the street and there's a the sidewalk where people go, it does, so that would not help. Then that would not help. It's mamish, like a Rishus Sarabim type of a thing. It doesn't even have to be Rishus Sarabim. It's a place where people go. You know, it doesn't have to be 600,000 people, as they say, but it has to be a place where mamish, the public walks, as they say, the public walks. So if that is in between you and the place whereby you're eating, like in other words, between you and the house, so then b'chlal it wouldn't help. Even according to the poskim, we say possibly seeing inside the place where you ate would help. But if there's a derech harabim of sekes beinayim, so then that would also not help, even according to them. Now, the way they bring it down in the English, from any type of a small road or path, that's how they bring it down, whereby even a small amount of people, again, it doesn't have to be like a massive, the big giant road where there's who knows how many people walking. No, any type of a small road or pathway whereby even a small amount of people used to pass through, if that is in between the person and the place that they could see inside, the fact that they could see inside would not help in that situation. Now, so what's the reason for that? What does it make a difference if there's a pathway or where, you know, a sidewalk or whatever, a place where people go back and forth in between me and where I could see inside? What does that have to do with anything? So the answer is because we say that once there's a pathway, this public thoroughfare, a pathway in between is between, that then it automatically is going to cut off, again, we deal with the cutoff, right, the automatic cutoff, it's going to cut off the fact between you and what's inside. In other words, even though my coffee's inside and I can still see it, now the fact that you have this this public pathway between you and the what's inside, it's going to cut off, just like by a burn of fushes. If I walk down the block and who knows where, right, so it automatically cuts it off. Over here too, even though you can see inside, it's an automatic cutoff, the fact that you have this pathway in between. That pathway cuts it off. So just to give an example, he brings down from the Sefer we've been been quoting a lot Sefer Hilchas Brachas, Sefer Yisrael Lachas also, but Sefer Hilchas Brachas brings down a nice, very beautiful example, and he brings down, he says somebody, let's say somebody's in a restaurant or pizza shop or something along those lines, and they're drinking a coffee inside or eating an apple inside, whatever, they're eating something that, we're not talking about, again, mazonos, or they washed, right, or amaitzi, then this wouldn't apply, because there's no, the Shina Makam does apply. Again, in the case of Shahakal or Damaho Eitz, whatever it is, they're eating a bag of potato chips, they're eating a, drinking a coffee, right, in the coffee shop, or whatever the case might be, or in a restaurant, eating some, what do you call it, a salad, let's say a salad, that's how Adama, right, I sit down, I eat a salad in a restaurant, whatever. Now, outside, there's a window, right? So he brings down an interesting example. The example of this would be a restaurant or pizza shop, these type of things that has tables and chairs outside, and one makes a bracha, they make the bracha inside. Now, oh, look, it looks so nice outside, maybe I'll sit outside, right? They want to sit outside, so they go outside and they want to sit outside. So if it's right next to the window, we get into the machlekes, you could see inside, right? But if it's next to the window, if in between the outside tables and the chairs, and the store itself, then people walk, if the tables and chairs are a little bit further back, and there's a walkway in between whereby people walk, right? People, the public walk. So people walk, then they would need a new bracha when they go to sit outside. Now you go sitting outside, now you need a new bracha. Now you really need a new bracha, because it's not even a question. It's a real shinoi makam. Even though, one already made the bracha inside on the same food or the drink, and they could see outside, but the fact that you have this public thoroughfare in between, right, the tables and chairs are a little bit further, let's say, down over in the street or whatever, but the fact that you have the public walk through in between you and inside the store, so that's how he brings it down. One would have to make a new bracha, this according to everybody, so that would not even be a suffix over there, because of the fact that you have the public thoroughfare in between you and the tables. And again, if it's right up against the window, those tables and chairs, right? Then a person goes and sits outside. So then you got the machlaikis. You have to be careful not to do that, right? That's a machlaikis, or to make a bracha on a different food. But one should be careful not to do that. But once you have the public thoroughfare, like we said, this little, even if a small pathway where people walk by, so then according to everybody, you have to remake the bracha on a shahakal ha'etu adama. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.